you can just take a few moments to notice your posture and to do whatever you can to be a little more comfortable. So if you're holding anything, sometimes it's helpful just to let it rest on the floor so that you don't have to clench and stress any particular muscles. And for those of you who are new to meditation, the exploration of posture is really just to be curious about what supports the mind when you're meditating, right? Because if the body is uncomfortable, it can be very challenging to focus the mind, to let the mind settle. And so as we're practicing here today, you can just assume a posture that feels both relaxed and wakeful. And that might mean just settling comfortably back against the chair, or if you want a little more elongation in the back of the body, you can sit just slightly forward. Just tilting the chin slightly downward, again in a very gentle way, just so that you feel that increased elongation in the spine. With the shoulders relaxed, slightly back, just to feel again a sense of the chest opening. Your hands can be either resting gently on your thighs or cupped at the top of the thighs with the tip of the thumbs touching. And you can check to see what feels more comfortable for you today. And your eyes can be gently closed, just as a way of allowing all of the muscles in the face to begin to decompress. And if at any point you become aware of feeling a little sleepy, you can also just keep the eyes slightly open to allow some light in. As a way of helping the mind begin to feel more connected to this practice, more connected to the body, you can begin by taking three very full, deep inhalations as slowly as it's comfortable for you, and to really feel the sense of warm, healing air filling the belly, chest, before fully exhaling and perhaps even sustaining that exhalation a little longer than you're accustomed to, until you really feel fully emptied this air you have taken in. And if you want to gently hold the breath after the inhalation, before the exhalation, that can be a lovely way of supporting the nervous system and feeling a sense of deepening relaxation, decompression. Thank you. And I'm just allowing the breath to be easy and natural, completely spontaneous. Perhaps noticing as the breath continues to become increasingly subtle, soft. Support the mind in this time of practice. I'm going to recite the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. And this is an opportunity just to evoke a sense of having benefactors, spiritual mentors, spiritual community. Really feel the resources that are present for you. And you can simply hear this prayer, and if you wish to mentally change the words in any way that's helpful to you, please do so. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, we take refuge until enlightenment is reached through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. This is the prayer of the Four Immeasurables, which again you can mentally repeat or simply listen to. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, and for the benefit of all. As we're sitting together in this time of meditation, I invite you just to call to mind your benefactors, people who support you in your time of deepening clarity, insight. Whomever they might be, just to visualize them joining you, could be friends, or spiritual mentors, or teachers. And it can include people living and deceased. Just to take a few moments to really feel a sense of being supported. A sense of having people who help hold you in being. Just visualizing them sitting with you with a sense of deepest gladness in your efforts to understand the nature of your mind and your heart, and to usher in to your life deepest well-being, peace, and contentment. In these next few minutes, I invite you to call to mind these teachings that we've explored today, these pithy teachings on the five powers to usher in deepest well-being. Gently call to mind the teaching of aspiring to be fully awake, to nurture your curiosity and your commitment to understanding what helps you feel truly well, spacious, and present. To imagine habituating the mind and the heart toward these aspirations. And to cultivating that healing habituation. So that you begin to nurture what helps you feel truly well, present, curious, deeply compassionate, to feel supported in becoming aware of what you discover as you embark on this process of healing. To gently expose to yourself what you begin to notice. perhaps deeply appreciating your awareness of any obstacles, any mental patterns that cause suffering or difficulty. Beginning to respect what you become aware of. To feel supported in your practice by knowing that you can very gently, with great patience, begin to uproot these obstacles from the mind and the heart. And simultaneously to plant the seeds of what helps you feel that sense of your own deepest well-being and value. What helps you feel in a visceral way how precious you are, how sacred. Perhaps noticing any part of the mind that struggles to fully receive the truth of your preciousness. And to bring patience and curiosity to that part. As you make efforts to reinforce your own deepest nature of clarity, spaciousness, and as a way to seal in whatever insight you might have experienced, to nurture and to bolster any relief or well-being you might have entered into, you can take a few minutes to begin to imagine that the circle of people joining you has grown. To include some of your loved ones, people who bring a sense of gladness to the mind and the heart, a sense of ease. And to include as many people that you don't know well, people you may have seen here at All Souls or in your neighborhood, just to imagine them joining you in this time of practice. If it feels possible, also to include a couple of people with whom you've had some difficulty or some conflict. And just to visualize them joining this growing group without any pressure, but with a sense of inclusiveness. And then to slowly begin to dedicate to them all your noble efforts at well-being and awakening. And to imagine that you can offer to this ever-expanding group of people your deepest and most genuine wish for insight, for a mind that is filled with understanding and compassion. For your capacity to live with a sense of ease. And for your experience of peace of mind and contentment. Just to take these last few moments to notice what it feels like to offer this practice to countless other beings, so that we may all be well. We may all be free from suffering. We may all be peaceful and content. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.